This is Kent Downey, and you're listening to a tutorial on Melodyne, a musical editing program, much like a MIDI sequencer. But instead of editing MIDI, you'll be editing audio. You can change the pitch of a piece or its tempo without creating artifacts, as would happen in other music programs. You can even slow the tempo down to zero, and the note will be sustained indefinitely. And it will actually sound like the instrument is playing. There won't be any loops, and there won't be any strange clipping noises, at least for the most part. And all you need is the program. You can get a demo of it off the internet at www.celemony.com. That's CELEMONY.com. For the most part, the program is accessible. You can easily select one note or a group of notes and play them back so you can hear what is selected, and move the selected notes up and down in pitch. I haven't yet figured out how exactly to compress or stretch individual notes. For example, a sighted person can stretch out one choppy note so that it connects with another note. Haven't figured out how to do that yet. It may be inaccessible, but you can do so much with this program, and it will save you so much time that it'll be worth every minute you spend on it. It was a pain in the butt to work out, for sure, but it was worth it. I still use the program. One of the main benefits of using Melodyne is that, for example, if you're working on a piece, and while you're listening to your vocal track, you realize there's a lot of pitch problems, you simply load your vocal track into Melodyne, select the key that your piece is in, and select snap to note scale, and voila, your piece is in perfect tune, as if you were the greatest singer in the world. Despite all the things that you can't do with this program, I do recommend that you get it and try it out. And now, here is the tutorial.
Here is the second part of the Melodyne tutorial. I have a file here already loaded up, and here's how I did it. I hit Control Tab to bring up a different window than the transport bar, because you don't get file menus on the transport bar, but you do on the other window that comes up, and it says Mixer usually. Hit Control N for new file, then Control Shift O to add a melody. This is for if you want to import a WAV file into an existing arrangement. For a brand new arrangement, you can just hit Control O or File, Open, and then look for your WAV file. Now I'm using actually Speech for this, and the file I'm using is called Melodyne 2. So I hit Control Shift O, then I hit Shift Tab, and I browse through just like in Windows Explorer, find Melodyne 2.wav, and hit Enter. And I've already done that. Then I use the JAWS cursor, and when you double click in this program, you have to use the JAWS left mouse button twice, even though in most applications that's a single click, or you know, a double click already. With this, you got to hit it twice for some weird reason. Actually, before you start doing the JAWS cursor to set it up, you go into your PC cursor, go Alt-W for Windows, and arrow up until you find sound files. Press Enter. Now you go into your JAWS cursor, and you arrow around. It shows the rate of the file. It talks about parameters, and it says Show Parameters, and underneath where it says Show Parameters, it says Detect Melody. You're going to click on that. It's going to take a good 3 to 5 seconds, depending on the speed of your computer, to detect all the notes and rhythms of the melody. And your computer will practically freeze until the operation is ended. But once it's ended, you can proceed. Here's what the layout sounds like with JAWS.
JAWS, Melodyne minimize symbol, restore file menu, far edit sound file, Melodyne 2, checkmark 1, 4, scroll down symbol. Name, Melodyne duration, 117 for format, wave raise, 44 samples, 5 fast, CWAV, scroll up symbol, scroll down symbol, parameter set, pitch, melodic. Show parameters, detect, track 5.
Now, we're going to play with the pitch a little bit, and here's the pre-recorded file, but I've already put everything in that needs to be put in. I'm going to hit Control-Shift-G to get it to go into presets. Then, using the JAWS cursor, I'm
it's
going
global
to
presets, by the
pitch.
Way.
It shows
JAWS,
0
set,
cents.
Reset, set 0.0.
I'm locked. Hitting numpad 0 and the left mouse button to lock it. And now I'm using the arrow keys
easy
to make the pitch go higher.
Selected temporary play offsets.
And
unlocked,
lower.
Unlocked. JAWS.
Now I'm going to have the pitch go nice
locked,
and
easy
high. And now
selected
I'm going to adjust the
selected
format
temporary
to sound like
JAWS,
a woman.
0.0, colon, 0% reset, set, 0,
and
colon,
now,
colon, 0.0.
You should be hearing me.
Selected temporary
playoff. Lovely voice.
Now, we're going to take that last couple of statements, and we're going to go look at the tempo, which is next to formant.
Jaws. Plus 1 cent, reset, formant, colon, plus 4 cent, reset, tempo, colon, 120.0.
It's set at 120. We're going to lower it down
left, click, 120.0
beats 50. To
left click.
50. And in order to get an exact number, what I'm going to do is left click on the number that I see, which is 120. I'm going to type in 50 and hit enter. And then when I read it, it's going to say 50.
Jaws, colon, 50.0, PC.
Listen to these results. I'm hitting numpad 0 and the left mouse button to lock it. And now I'm using the arrow keys to... I'm tired of hearing this dude. Let's speed his butt up. Make the pitch go higher and lower. Now, I'm going to have the pitch go nice and high. I don't want to save that document, so I'm clicking on... There's three options. There's save, to save it, cancel, to cancel out of that, out of the exit function, and discard. Throws it away. I'm going to basically teach you how to create shortcuts for your for different functions. I'm not going to create a TXT file because everybody's preferences are different, and you may have different keys doing different things. Your JAWS set may be set up different than mine. The process itself isn't too difficult, and there aren't so many shortcuts that would take you hours and hours to make the shortcuts. It'll probably take about 10 or 15 minutes. So what I want you to do is, always when you're in the Melodyne window, when you're in the main window, when everything else is closed, when the transport bar is closed, when the mixer window is closed, and everything is closed, and you just have the main Melodyne window, that window should be maximized so that you have more area to view all your other windows in. But you don't want to try to maximize any of the other windows or things won't work right. Click Alt-E and then go up one for preferences and hit Enter. Now you're going to see a list of things. It's going to, if nothing's opened, it will say Commands, Global Offsets, Navigation, Tool Selection, Tools, and Other. And basically, you're gonna want to go to the first letter in the choice. So say you're going to Tools, you go to the first letter in Tools. Then you left arrow one, just one, hit left arrow one time, left of Tools. And then hit the left mouse button, double click it, you know. And it'll open up Tools. And underneath Tools, it's going to give you choose first tool, choose second tool, choose third tool, and so on. Now, the Tools choices for choose first to choose seventh tools, they're the function keys. So you don't got to worry about those. So go underneath it. I'm going to talk a little about a selection because navigation and selection are some of your most important ones. Okay, the most important thing about selection is select previous note, select next note extended, select previous note extended, and play previous note, and select and play previous note, select and play next note. Now, these are important because everything you do in Melodyne, it revolves around note selection. Oh, and there's also a select between note, or a select notes between locators. Everything else in the select list that I haven't mentioned, like select same note, select same beat, select following notes, those are all found in the edit select menu. So if you hit Alt-E, arrow up to selections, and hit enter, you can do all that. Select between notes between locators is also there, but it's good to have a handy shortcut key, as I'll explain in a minute. The way that I have it set up is I have to turn on the numlock for this. And this is why I didn't do a text file or anything of what all my shortcuts are. I'll include my shortcuts file with this and explain how to import that into your thing in a minute. And you can kind of fiddle around with it and see what all the shortcuts I've set up, but I'm not going to go into it here. I will tell you, though, that with the numlock turned on, remember, JAWS isn't going to be responsive to mouse clicks and JAWS cursor activations and all that. Okay, the numpad 0 key, that's start. And the enter key is stop. Or it might be reverse of that. I can't remember. I didn't assign those two. The numpad 1 key I have assigned to select and play previous note. Numpad 3 key I've assigned to select and play next note. 4 key is select previous note. 6 key is select next note. 7 key is select previous extending note. Numpad 9 select and play, or select next extending note.
Now the whole thing about selecting extending notes, it sounded kind of complicated at first, but it's really not. It just means that you're selecting more than one note. So if you're on a note that's selected and you hit 9 for next extended note, it's going to select the note you're on and the next one. And if you hit 7, it's going to select the note you're on and the one before it. You can also use the right and left arrow keys to select next and previous, I should say next and or previous notes. And space bar or enter will play the selected notes.
Numpad 8, it moves the locator range forward. Numpad 2 moves the locator range backwards. We're into navigation now, by the way. These are navigation commands. Numpad 5 creates a marker. Okay, now the two most important navigational commands that we have to really help make Melodyne accessible is move left locator to current and move right locator to current. These commands are just like in GoldWave, where when you're playing a WAV file back, you'll want to select the beginning of a certain point. And what I've done is I've, just like in GoldWave and SoundForge, I've assigned these keys. Move left locator to current is left bracket. Move right locator to current is right bracket. So if you're playing a song and you hear some notes that sound off or you want to work on, as soon as the note you want to work on starts, hit your left bracket. As soon as the note that you want to at the end of what you want your selections to be is played, hit your right bracket. Then, I don't remember what note I've assigned for this, you can either go into Edit, and then Select Menu, Selections Menu, and then Select Notes Between Locators, or you can hit, I think it's Shift Left Bracket, or Left Brace. I think that's what I use for that. Then, then everything between the left and the right brackets is selected. You can hit Spacebar to play it, and hear what it sounds like. There are a few tools that I've hooked shortcuts to, mainly Time Stretch tool, which is T. Oh, and in other, you have all kinds of stuff too. And the only one I use out of that is Show Global Effects. I use Shift-G for that. Under Selections, there's Notes and there's also Tracks. And since Track Selection is really important in Melodyne, what you can do is Shift-N for next track and Shift-P for previous track. You can also, by the way, select tracks in Melodyne by simply clicking on... there's a track bar which is next to or in the track name. It's around coordinate 18 of the track name. So if the first letter in the track name, if the X coordinates is about 18, then you can just click on the track name. If it's greater than 24, you've got to do a left arrow until you get to around 18. You can hit Shift-N to select the next track and Shift-P to select the previous track. Now, there's some things on here that I'm not sure about yet, like in the Tools menu, like Choose Select Tool. Choose Play Algorithm. I use Shift-A for that. Choose Edit Time Stretch. I used Shift-T. Time Handle, I used H. Now, a lot of these, like the Edit Time Tool and things like that, the graphics, there are graphics on a bar along the top of the screen. I'm sending the graphics file with this tutorial. And you're going to see some things about editing time and stuff. You don't really need all these tools shortcutted unless you really want them to. I just haven't come up with good shortcuts. You can't use Control in your shortcuts because they're already predefined. And since I don't know what all the definitions are and so on. But you can use any letter key, any shifted letter key, and any numpad key. And when you're working in Windows, you don't really need to type file names and stuff. So that's all right. It works out. Now, I'm a little more experienced than I was when I did this part of the tutorial, so I'm just going to tell you the only shortcuts that I assigned are the ones having to do with placing and selecting locators, because the left and right arrows select notes automatically. Spacebar, of course, plays them. And shift left and shift right arrows, they automatically select the note and the next note in either direction, just like in a word processor. So there aren't too many keys that need to be assigned. I have assigned I have assigned function keys to things like select navigation tool, select play tool, select or choose play tool, choose navigation tool, choose select tool, pitch align and pitch align wide. I use W and shift W respectively, and apparently those are for if you're inserting harmonies and you like if you assign a harmony a third up, and of course it's not always going to play in thirds, and so pitch align and pitch align wide determine how the harmonies are arranged so that they
sound better. That's what those do. And choose navigation tool, choose play tool, choose scrub play tool. All those are assigned to function keys. But you don't have to assign too many of the selection keys and navigation keys and all that. That's the end of that. Now, I want to point out to you that if you go into the untitled editor, or, well, the editor for whatever, it always says untitled editor, even though I have, you know, because of the arrangement's untitled, I guess. You go into that, and you see all these different things, like edit pitch, edit form, and edit separations, and all that. There's one that says edit time. Now, if you click edit time, next to the edit time, the words edit time, and by the way, the reason I was able to label the graphics that I labeled is because that when you click them, the words of what they do appear at the end of that line. So, for example, we click the edit time button and edit time appears at the end of that line in text. Next to edit time, there are two buttons. They're graphics, and what these do is speed up and slow down the time of selected note or notes. And it seems that the slow time, which is the first graphic, makes the note twice as long, and the speed time, which is the second graphic, makes the note twice as short as it was originally. Now, these don't quantize notes. I haven't figured that out yet, but that's what they do. Now, how did I figure all that out? Well, I was just messing around. I was clicking on different graphics to see what they did. And that's how any good computer user works with a program that's not accessible. He clicks on stuff. He just messes around with stuff. And don't be afraid to click on things. It's very valuable because there's a function, maybe you've heard of it, it's called undo. It's under the edit menu, and it tells you exactly what it's undoing. So get into a file, go to the untitled editor, or go to the melody, the melody definition window, or go to some of these other windows, and start clicking graphics and see what happens. Click maybe five or six in a row, be meticulous, and then start undoing and see what you're undoing. Then you can go back and label these graphics, or at least try to understand what they do and ways to remember. That's all for the tutorial for now. I will, as I experience more, add to it.